Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse DePlantis.
And I'm Kathy DuPlantis.
Once again, thank you for tuning into our boardroom chat.
Number
and I tell you what, we got some stuff to say.
This is number 333.
333.
333.
You like that number?
That's a good number.
That's a good number. Tell me something good. 333.
333.
Why don't you start off with some good boardroom chat testimonies?
Some great ones. This one's from Sarah saying, watching from Germany.
I like Germany.
Yeah. Great place.
I've been there. We had
several
great
times.
Meetings there.
Erica says, watching from Canada.
I like Canada. I've been there many times.
And this one says, from Paul, says, I have been thinking of Brother Jesse for a while now, and God has blessed my heart with his beautiful, rich sermons, watching online with love from Uganda.
Never been to Uganda.
Yeah, but don't you love Paul?
I like Paul. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for sending that in. And this one's from Sandra. She says, I'm so thankful to God that all countries get to hear your life-changing words. Unlimited appreciation for allowing me to have a part in this through my giving, watching from South Carolina.
Now, that is by one of the best compliments we've ever received.
That is such a
blessing.
That's
what we do, ladies and gentlemen. We're not trying to build ourselves, but we're all building the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And Jesus said, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. All. See, those two words really hit me hard. That's why we're still here at 77 and 74. I mean, you add those together. That's a lot of years.
We don't want to do that. But I love the fact that Sandra recognizes that she's a part of all that we've done, because you truly
are.
And not everybody really realizes that.
That's true.
And when you know that you have a benefit that's attached to that. Same blessing that administered, an anointing that's on our life, it's on your life. You can be blessed.
And there's a special anointing in my life, the anointing of increase. It's on me, man. I'm not trying to be prideful about it, but I want it to come on you. So you can do whatever you want to do, when you want to do it, where you want to do it, and how you want to do it.
And we make it do what it do.
Make it do what it do. Ray Charles.
Says, yes, Ray Charles.
Go ahead,
Another one from Tyler says, Brother Jesse, we just sowed $1,000 toward the $20 million project. Looking forward to doing it again and again until it's done. My wife and I are your partners. Thank you for spreading the gospel.
What Tyler's talking about,
blessing.
People always ask, when you're going to retire? I don't have time. God don't want me to retire. I can tell. Because he keeps giving me projects, Otherwise, we do something different. And we bring God for 20,000 people to give $1,000. Some give more, some give less. And people are excited about it.
Some give again and again, like this gentleman.
Because we pay cash for everything. We are totally debt-free. We're not against borrowing money, but we prefer to be the lender. And I'll make a little announcement. We're close to halfway right now.
Yeah.
I mean, this money's coming in.
So the two projects we've begun the first project, which is the event center here on the headquarters, because we want to have
the headquarters property
here in the New Orleans area, because we want to have a place where we can have fellowship opportunities with the ministers that come, different ones that come during the Visionary Conference.
Because New Orleans is such a unique city, and a lot of times people want to come and eat, but they have, I don't know what you call it, lines that you got to be out at a certain time if you rent a room.
Well, there are restrictions when you rent a facility away from us. So we want to have our own place where we can have the fellowship opportunities.
Amen.
Without any restrictions, if God gives you a message and
just
10 o'clock comes, we're going to keep on going until God's finished.
That's what it's all about. So, Tyler, thank you.
Thank you, Tyler.
For understanding.
And your
100%
wife.
Of it goes into those projects. 100%.
Amen.
We don't take anything about any of that. No, God is so good and gracious. Go ahead for the next one here.
We have two more. This one's from Vonda. It says, I'm so excited for my cousin who I introduced to Covenant Church. She is now attending Covenant Church and the Bible studies on Wednesday nights. I get to ride with her from Houma. Yay.
And here's our pastor of Covenant Church. And also, you are preaching on Wednesday, too.
I do. I'm just finishing up. I'm thinking this airs on a Thursday, so the Wednesday night, last night, I would have preached the second to last part of the Gospel of Mark.
Praise God.
One next Wednesday, I'll be finishing up the Gospel of Mark. It's been a rich teaching, 40-part teaching. And really, if you're not always close by, that you can get on to that. Some people's jobs prevent them from coming on a Wednesday night, or they live far away. But we do have it on our app. We have the audio. It's only recorded in the audio version, but we put it on our JDM app, and you could find that.
So you don't have no poor teachings. You got rich teachings.
Oh, my goodness. Of course it's rich.
Come on, girl.
Because the Word of God is rich. It's
That's
filled
right.
with revelation.
Woo.
Yeah.
You got one more?
One more. Pat says, thank you so much, Brother Jesse, for being so truthful and faithful in the Word and the work of God.
Thank you for saying that.
And
we do that. And I know I got a lot of people hate my guts, and I don't even know who they are.
Why do you bring that up?
Because I've been faithful to the work. And the Lord said, they don't hate you, they hate me.
Right. Well, they hated Jesus.
And they did, you know, because all that junk is a lie. Of course, you know, when you got editing, you can make somebody say something you want them to say. They can put pieces together and all that kind of craziness. But anyway, God said that doesn't stop us.
They want to be famous.
I guess so. I don't know, whatever it is. You call it clickbait.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I hate it when you bring it up.
Well, anyway, so God is so good and gracious. So thank you for tuning in today. I'm going to start off, partners. Thank you. Just like Tyler here, we're believing God to finish these things. If we can get this gospel preached to the world, that's Matthew 24. It's a wonderful scripture. It says, when the gospel is preached to the world for a witness, don't mean they have to receive it, but they have to witness it. The Bible said the end shall come. That's why we work so hard. We want Jesus to come. Don't y'all want to get out of here so we can just go ever be with the Lord?
People and we're doing it.
I don't believe that. We'll stay here. But me and Kathy going out on the first load. Y'all do what y'all want to do.
We're spreading the gospel because of our wonderful partners that help us.
That's what happens.
So many different outlets and tools that we're using through, of course, this app wherever you're watching this from, as well as the broadcast TV, as well as our local outreach, and as well as the traveling meetings, which we just returned just recently from our tour in Europe, which was amazing success.
And you know, we went all over there and never charged a person one dime. See, a lot of people, they don't tell you that kind of stuff. And that costs a lot of money to do that. But that's all right, you know, with the value of a soul. If you're not a partner, I ask you to pray about considering becoming a partner. I know a lot of the ministry has to give, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. But I know what this ministry does. And like that person said, we have been found faithful. And I mean that sincerely. Not bragging about it, just simply the truth. If you'd like to be a partner, go to jdm.org. That's our website. You can hit the donate button. And I hope you do that because we want people ministered to and touched. You can use PayPal if you want to use that apparatus, or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one, or you can go to the free JDM app and select the giving you want.
Right.
Or you can do like I do. You can use the post office and mail in your donation. 100% is going into world evangelism. I've said it, I don't know how many thousands of times. We've been debt-free since 1982. So if you send $20 or you send $20 million, the whole part goes into world evangelism.
Yeah.
We're not paying notes. We're not paying interest on things and none of that. My God. And people say, how do you do that? Believe the word of God. I'll tell you exactly how I do it in just a minute, what I'm going to talk about. And it'd be a blessing. So thank you, partners, for considering and telling other people about this ministry.
Yeah,
and you
share
that
this.
Have it. Believe for the hundredfold. It's on us. We walk in the hundredfold anointing, me and God. I'm telling you, we do it all the time. And I want you to do that. Now, why would God do that for me and not do that for you? You've never heard us get on and say, you know, if you don't help us today, we can't make it. Can't make it? We already made it. You understand what I'm saying? But we're going further, faster, higher, so we can get this gospel done.
Amen.
I'm Jesse Duplantis, and I approve that saying right there.
He's using his faith voice.
I'm using my
Call
faith voice.
Call those things that be not as though they were.
I want to title this, you ought to pray this every day. Or pray this every day. And it's St. John 14. It's one of my favorite passages of scripture because it's all Jesus' words. It's St. John 14. Verses 12, 13, and 14. Read it every day, pray it every day. Mm-hmm. Verily, verily, verse 12, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. Why? That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Then he says something so radical. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. You notice I didn't even read it from the Bible. It's so in me. People want to say, how do you, everything you touch is success. That, right there, 12, 13, and 14. And I could go on, if you love me, you keep my commandments, not suggestions.
Right.
I'm commanded to do this. You ought to do this every day. Pray this every day. Read it every day. Say it out loud so your mind can hear what your mouth is saying. Mm. Because that right there, the church don't believe that. They say, well, if it be his will, I don't see that in there. Uh-uh. This is his words. Now you got to believe it. Now think about what he said. The works that I do shall you do, and greater works than these. Ooh, and I've talked about this passage, but the Lord really began to deal with me this morning before I came in here to do this boardroom chat. He said, I want my works done, but I want you to do greater works. Mm-hmm. Now, when you say that, you know, some preacher, some person say, who do he think he is? Anybody can do greater works than Jesus? Yes, you can. That's what he said. You calling Jesus a liar? He said, greater works than these shall you do because I go to my Father. And then that whatsoever, that's three words in one word, whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that. What you shall ask in my name. Now, to get this to function, you got to understand the power of his name. You know, the Father's got over 70 names. A lot of power in them names. Your name has power to it. That's why they ask you for it when you mortgage your house. They ask you to, quote, put your name on the document. Mm-hmm. They ask you to sign your charge card or your credit card or whatever. They're asking for your name because they think your name is powerful enough to do that, to pay that note for 30 years or a credit card or whatever. You buy a car. Notice this. They don't just give you the keys. Even if you got the money, they say, sign this. Mm-hmm. People don't understand the power of a name. Mm. Let me show you how powerful my name is. I gave Kathy my name when I married her, and it connected me and her together for eternity. I mean, that's amazing to me, that name. Well, my name's nothing compared to the name of Jesus.
Right.
And then he gets down to that last one. If you ask anything, now that's where the church world thinks it's greedy to ask anything. It says, ask some things, maybe. This is Jesus' word. Now watch it. Verse 15 said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. And this is Jesus. Now when you do this today, or you do this tomorrow, verse 16 kicks in. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Now I know he's talking to the disciples right there. But my God, the comforter, the Holy Spirit. You start reading this and praying this, and if you don't know the Holy Spirit, he'll come in you and give you some comfort like you've never seen. And he's called the Spirit of Truth, so he doesn't lie. Hmm. Am I preaching good, Kathy? Am
that's
I saying
very
good stuff?
Good stuff.
I mean, that's such a phenomenal passage
to
me.
I love where it says in verse 16, because the first part, like what you just read,
right.
It talks about prayer instructions Jesus is giving us, because he's telling them what to pray
right.
And how they should pray in his name. And then later he says in verse 16, and I will pray. So he was showing you the value of prayer. Ooh. And he prayed. Now, this was, of course, at the time, like you said, spoken to those disciples because this
sure.
was done during the Last Supper. But it was recorded so that we would have it today. This is
so
for
we
all
could
of us.
Receive it.
This is available for anybody that will believe it. And, you know, when he was talking about, he says, pray for, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you that he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall
That's
he do.
That's a big statement.
Because
man.
I go to my Father. You know, this reminded me when you were just reading this of John chapter 6, where Jesus had multiplied the food, fed the people, and the people came to him and said, hey, what? Help us, because we want to work the works of God. What
yeah.
can we do, but not we might work the works of God? And they were looking at bread.
Right.
They wanted to be able to do this instead of going out
right.
And,
right.
harvest or whatever, just multiply bread and eat whenever they wanted or,
right.
or do what he just did then. And his answer to them was, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom God has sent. So the believing part is the beginning of miracles.
Ooh.
Believing for whatever it is,
what
whatever you believe.
Can you pull that up?
John chapter 6. I'll get it real quick.
I mean, it's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, how much power you have and yet don't use it. And if you do think about it, it's on Sunday morning, maybe. I think about this every day of my life. People wonder, how do you can run this ministry debt-free for 50 years? I'll tell you how, right here. I think about it on a daily basis. Anything, anything. And sometimes the Lord, before I even say it, he said, hey, you got anything on your mind? He said, because I'm in an anything mood.
I love
My
it.
God, man. I mean, it just, let me tell you what happened to me the other day.
You be, oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead and read
let's,
the scripture.
Let's go there before. Hold that thought. I want to hear
okay,
what happened
hold that thought.
Day. So it says, I want to read it in John chapter 6, beginning in verse 26, because it sets
Don't preach
the,
it. I'm holding the thought.
It sets the stage, but you can do it. I believe you can
All
do
right.
it. Verse 26 says, Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, You seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat the loaves and were filled. So these were a bunch of loafers.
That's a, you stole just, my saying there, didn't you?
No, I knew you were going to interrupt me and say that. But anyway, let me finish. Verse 27. I don't think it was yours. You got it from
that
somebody
was, no.
else. Anyway, don't worry about it. Don't interrupt me. Don't interrupt me while I'm interrupting
you. Take your hand
you.
Off my hand.
It says, verse 27 says, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him that God hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God?
Hold on to that.
Jesus answered.
Hold on to that.
Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom God has sent. That's John 6, verse 29.
Man, that's a. This is his words.
Yes.
Now here's my thought.
Go ahead.
I had to hold on it quite a while there. Glory to God.
You can do it.
Thank you. You can do it. You know? So watch this now. Got on a plane. I'm not what I call an affectionate man because I was. I'm doing better.
Sounds like it's gonna be a long story.
As an older man, you're the one that just preached the whole sermon before I had to hold my thought. Anyway, to make a long story short. I got on the plane, and the Lord touched my heart. And I just looked at this phenomenal jet that everybody criticized me about, who I don't charge when I go preach. I pay all the fuel, maintenance, pilots, insurance, all of it. You hear what I'm saying? And it's such a phenomenal aircraft. I said, Lord, you did this for me. He said, because it's an anything. So every time I invite a minister on that plane, and every plane I've had, I say, if I can have this, why can't you? Why would God do this for me and not do this for you? They don't know what to say. I said, but you got to believe it. And you got to know what to do with it, not just look at it and just show off that you got something. This is simply a tool. You see what I'm saying? That's all it is a tool. Is it luxurious? I guess you could say it is. I never think of it like that. To me, I think of it as a tool for work. I mean, to go preach this gospel and get back here. Because, listen, we go all the way to Europe. You think when we got here, we're going to just sit down and do nothing? No, this thing, this is a machine.
The very next morning, we did a chat which aired last week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you just got to go. You just got to keep going. See? Right. So that's what I'm saying.
You know, Jesse, a lot of people don't realize that Jesus also had a tool.
Get me something
like that. He had a private ministry vehicle that he used. He had a ship. He'd take it from one shore to the next. One time, the Bible records how he took him and his disciples, went all across to just one little spot. I think it was that's when he delivered that man from Gadara.
That's right.
Just stayed there, just delivered that man, then went back to the other place.
Did you say Galliano or did you say Gadara?
I said Gadara.
Gadara, okay. That's a joke.
Yeah, it's not a good one.
Pray for
the people in Galliano are great people.
I didn't say they were not great people.
The demon-possessed person was there in Galliano.
I cast out a devil in Galliano.
You sure did.
See, the woman criticized me. She don't even remember.
Remember.
What did you say?
That's a dangerous thing
to do. That's the danger. I'm surprised you didn't bite my hand.
But the private ministry vehicle, you know, I love to think about that because I remember when I was teaching through Mark, how often it's
what color was it?
I was probably brown because it's wood. He had a ship. So, the ship was big enough to contain at least 13 people because Jesus' disciples and him were in there. And they went back and forth across the Sea of Galilee in this private ministry vehicle that he used. I'm sure there were a lot of people of that day say, who does he think he is? Can't he take the bus, boat, or whatever it was called?
I don't know how a bus can cross the road.
A bus boat. I'm making up a new term.
I know.
But anyway, whatever tool is necessary to get the job done, and the only reason it's spoken against is because the devil doesn't want the gospel proclaimed. You know, we were just at a beautiful church in Nice, and the pastor of the church...
Nice, France. You have to say France. That's how they say
you
it.
You said it.
They said
I'll
it.
I'll let you say it.
France.
Nice. Anyway... we were there, and we just loved the people there. Marie Moulin.
I like to say that.
And her sister. We had a great
time
there.
Sister.
The whole people, Everything. The whole pastoral staff was so precious. But the she was saying how she was watching for years all these Hollywood types come into that area for the festivals that were in the area.
That's what Kansas is. They do Hollywood things there.
I thought I said that.
I don't know. I didn't.
Anyway.
Hear. Did she say that? She did.
You got to listen.
It worth saying it again.
Just listen. Anyway, she was saying it disturbed her spirit because here it is, and people were celebrating it. The cameras were coming out, talking about all these private jets were coming in to go celebrate things that Hollywood was doing, some of these immoral movies and things they were doing. A lot of immoral people, not all of them, of course, but she was watching them celebrate that, but then never anything about the gospel. So she was glad to see when ministers were coming in.
She was praying for it, too.
She had been praying for it, and then there's some that were starting to come in. I think she said Jerry Savelle brought his plane in there. George and Terry Pearson flew in there. Who else was it?
Me.
Us, and then I'm not sure who else. But it was the start of something that she had prayed for. But, you know, really, we know, and a lot of people don't realize it, they don't really value the gospel. But the work of the gospel is the most important business on the planet, and it should have the best resources, the best tools, and should be celebrated instead of criticized. That's my spiel.
Yeah, it's really good. See, this passage, you should do it. I can't emphasize it enough. Every day.
Every day.
Think it in your mind, man.
Pray this
It'll
every day.
It'll get to a point where you won't have to read it. There's several scriptures in the Bible that just, I quote a lot. Like in Luke 4, he went to Nazareth where he was brought up. As his custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. There was delivered to him the book of the prophet Isaiah. He opened up the book and found a place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord God's upon me, for he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Amen.
Sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captive, recover of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord, he closed the book, gave it to a minister, and sat down. All the eyes of them in the synagogue were fastened upon him. He began to say, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And all bear him witness and wondered that the gracious words would proceed out of his mouth. Mm. And then they said this, is not this Joseph's son? Now, why can't I quote that? Because I'm smart? No, because I look at it all the time.
Yeah, it's in
And
you.
I go over to Corinthians. He was so Spanish and reap all Spanish. He was so bountiful and should reap also bountiful. Every man according to his purpose in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly, nor of necessity, for God loveth that you're forgiven. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. He is dispersed abroad. He is given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. He was ministered seed to the sower, ministered bread for your food, multiplies your seed, so on, increases the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in all bountifully with causes through us thanksgiving to God.
Mm.
Now, I'm not bragging that I can do that, but I keep that in front of me. I want you to be able to quote St. John 14, 12, 13, 14, and I mean, because it will produce what it says. You know, I'm not showing up. Listen to me. It will work. I don't know how many times I got to say it. It will work. Mm. And I'm telling you, God's word is true. And we forget about all people's opinions. Take this here. This is not an opinion. This is a spiritual vocabulary to learn. Got it? Anything. So when I want, if I need something like this cup, it's an anything. Well, I use it. And it's got 50 years, whatever. Can I use it when it's 51?
Why not?
Why not? I don't know. I know they do all that.
We're never going to forget the fact that we had 50. Even there's going to be a 51. Next 2027 is going to be a 51.
I got to watch what I say because I get it. Because you see, I want my word to be like His word. I don't know. I just do. And if you go into St. John 15, my Lord, it'll take you to heaven. You buy and meet Him. It just goes forever.
Very good.
See, this is not religion, what I'm talking about here. This is birth, boy. This is born again, knowing God instead of just knowing about Him.
Hmm.
You know, when I dated Kathy, I knew about her. But when I married her, I knew her.
Say that with a smile.
I knew her. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about the physical aspect. I'm talking about the real Kathy. The one that's in the mind who never knows what she's going to say. And it was just amazing. She was, when I married her, she was so sweet. So
what's
if I said anything,
tense?
You would go, yes, dear. Ain't no more of that no more. We've been together 56 years.
I still say yes,
I'm
dear.
I'm not that dumb, stupid girl you married 56
I told
years
Mom,
ago.
She's dead.
I said, I miss her. I like her a lot.
Said you know? She's dead. She's never coming back.
And she ain't never coming back.
I'm about to have a newer, better version of me.
Really? Okay, I agree with you. Mama said two of
Thank
us agree.
You.
Yeah, did you see that?
You just saved your life.
I just saved my life. You're not going to live long. That's what she was saying. You're not going to live long. You know, that kind of stuff. I want you to say, I'm serious.
Yeah, we're joking.
We've talked
but
about
we're
this
serious.
Fashion, but I've never said it this strong, and I yeah. wanted to redo that. To
it's
make you
really,
understand.
You
every
pray,
day.
Like you said, you pray this every day. This is actually prayer instructions from Jesus. And
well,
it's so
it's his word, Kathy.
Simple. It's so simple. Yeah. It says, if you ask anything, the Amplified version of John 14:14 says, yes, I will grant, I myself will do for you whatever you shall ask in my name as presenting all that I am. That's the Amplified.
What does the Passion Translation say?
Let me look at that.
Can you, I myself. That's Jesus. Do you understand
What a
that?
Promise.
That's God.
An assurance. I mean, it's like a guarantee. It's written in stone, yeah. basically.
It's written in blood. The covenant of God Almighty.
It's born. Even better, right. Ask, and the Passion is very a little simpler. It says, ask me anything in my name and I will do it for you. That's the Passion.
How many times I told that to Meredith, my granddaughter, ask me anything, Meredith. What do you want to do when she was little? Now, you know, she's a grown woman, 18 years old, going on 19, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's just so wonderful. Mm. So how can anybody ever get depressed with stuff like this in your Bible?
What a great promise.
Man, I mean, if you think about it, look, I guess my hands, I wear out, they turn yellow, my hands. Mark 4, I always kind of keep my... here, let's see if I
the
can
The other box. Oh, look at that one.
Oh, yeah. This is all, like, I mean.
What a great chapter.
Look at it. Look at that. You can see how it's all stained. That's me, you know. I mean, just, and I learned it because I want to do this. I want to live that. And the Bible says, give honor to whom honor's due. And I learned that from Kenneth Copeland way back when. I began to notice his Bible was stained up with his hands and he's writing everything. And it's just such a blessing to give him honor. Now he's
and
almost
the yellow
90 years
highlights.
Old. Yeah, he loved the highlight and things. And nothing wrong with that. Everybody has their way of doing it. And I don't throw away my Bible. This one here is so wore out, but I love it. So let me show you something. You see, I got to watch because the paper will come out. You see,
don't pull it.
I'm not pulling it. I don't care. I like this one. And I got a new one I preach out of, and it's a blessing. But this one here, I just like it,
but
you
this
know.
Wasn't even your first Bible. You've
oh,
had
no.
many over the
oh,
years.
Oh, God, yeah, I mean.
Because we use them.
God gave me a statement. He said, if Jesse, put this in the cover, and I did. If your Bible's torn apart, your life is not.
Yeah. You know, and right now I have the digital Bible here on my laptop,
yeah.
on my iPad.
Look at all
iPad,
the fingerprints
on
that thing.
It's
nasty. It needs to be clean because you use it.
It's
I'm giving
not
you a
nasty.
Compliment. Yeah, look at all them things. Ain't no telling what's on that screen. You know?
I clean it up every
okay,
now and then.
Okay. But you use it.
But I also
That's
have a,
the key.
Also have a hard paper Bible, and it's important to have that because then we can't always we want to always be able to rely on these screens. If there's no power, you want to be able to get it, but get it in your heart.
Oh.
And whether you read it on digitally or a hard paper, get it in your heart because when the attacks of the enemy come or when the difficult times come, it will rise up in your heart and then you'll be able to speak it and say it out of your mouth and use your faith voice. And like he just was been doing, he demonstrated here in this chat, he quoted all these passages
oh,
that have
just,
been in
just,
him. It's going to come out of you when you need it.
You
the
know,
Holy Spirit will bring it to your yeah. remembrance. That's why Jesus prayed. That he says, "If he says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever." Jesus was the comforter they
Saying
had.
That to them.
They had that day that, with them, and he was going to give him another. Another meaning another one just like him, with the same power, the same ability as he had. So they wouldn't, they would, although they, he was with them now, he was going to go to the cross, but he wanted them to know they would not be alone. We are never alone because we have the Holy Spirit with
I mean,
us. Jesus prayed the Father, and God answered his prayer.
But this
Holy Spirit is here.
If you look at St. John 15, which is right across the page, St. 15, verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. What I said a while ago,
you shall ask
what ye will, and it shall be done in you.
There's that ask word again.
Well, it just goes all over. I mean, it is powerful. So, I'm going to ask a favor of you. Promise me. Promise God.
Pray this
Say this every day.
Day.
I mean, it don't take long. It don't take long. I'm telling you, it will bless you.
Amen.
And partners.
Thank you.
You are my partner. Tell people what I just said about this.
Spread it.
Help, use your
Share
faith voice.
It.
Help me to get this in people's lives. I don't like seeing people hurt. I don't like that. I don't like seeing pain. And when this,
especially when you know the answer.
Man. Yes. You know, when this
And
thing
that's why
deliver
Jesus
them.
Was saying this to his disciples. He knew what they were about to what was about to happen to them, what was ahead, and he wanted to give them the solution to any problem that may ever come up.
This will stop depression.
Ask in my name.
This discouragement, despondency.
Amen.
Sickness. It'll stop sin.
Definitely.
Powerful. Well, our time is over. Listen, partners, thank you once again. And let me make this announcement of my heaven tour. It is
coming soon.
Boy, they're happening, ladies and gentlemen. Our 2026 heaven tour, Friday, September the 18th.
That's next week.
7 p.m. at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas.
Yes.
It's an in-person only service. There is no worship. It won't be live streamed or nothing
and
like
we'll
that.
It will start right at 7, so make sure you're there early. Get in the
it's
building.
It's going to be a blessing. As with all our JDM events, this is a free event. And everyone is welcome. You learn more at jdm.org.
That's
I'm telling
right.
you, everyone we've went through, we filled up the buildings. It's such a blessing. Also coming in November, Friday, November the 13th, 2026, 7 p.m. at Faith Life Church in Sarasota, Florida.
That's right.
That's the next one. Learn more. Now, I thought I was going to finish that this year, but the Lord been dealing with me about it. He said, I want you to do some more heaven things next year.
So we're scheduling already for 2027.
Oh, yeah, we're scheduling some of those. And I'm telling you. And I just tell you what happened to me. Then I open it up to question and answer, and you can ask any question you want. And I got to say this, then we got, I know I'm over time, but I got to say this, this little fella, the last one we have, he was must have been, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years old, something like that. He's
in younger than that, I think.
Well, I guess.
I don't even know what story you're going
to
tell. I'm
talking
sorry.
About heaven to a little boy.
Oh, yeah.
So he comes up to me, and I'm talking about heaven. I said, what's your question, little man? He said, why didn't you stay?
Yeah.
The place lost. Everybody busted out
that
laughing.
That was in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yeah, and Kathy said, I love the way you answered him. I said, well, I'll tell you why, little man. The Lord gave me a mission. Go tell my people I'm coming. And he looks at me like this. He goes, okay.
It was just that was a good
blessing.
Reason.
It was a blessing.
But each one has been unique and special.
Amen.
But so intimate because we're not live streaming.
No.
It's a private time. If the churches that are large size that need screens, we your image is on there, so they can feel an intimacy there.
It's
but
such
it's
a
wonderful.
Blessing.
The questions and answers have been so amazing.
Well, if you want to go into 2027, we're going to do one Friday, February 12th. 2027 at 7 p.m. at Odessa Christian Faith Center in Odessa, Texas.
That's right.
We're about ready to do another one in the Atlanta area, and we're working on that
on the
right
dates.
Now.
And I think in May we're going to be going to Sydney, Australia.
Oh,
we're working
we're
all the details
Shudner.
Of that to have that in a right in the city.
Just put a shrimp on the Barbie, praise God, and come to the heaven thing. That's Australia. Kathy.
Yes,
pray
I'm sure they love it when you say that.
But that's what they say. Praise the Lord. Anyway, Jesse and Kathy saying we love you. Thank you, partners, for supporting us.
Yes.
I mean that sincerely. You'll never be a day without prayer. We love you. God bless you.
Bye-bye.